Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Pakistan court sentences former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi to 17 years imprisonment each in Toshakhana corruption case. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls upon all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint and refrain from violence. US negotiators to meet Russian officials in Miami, Florida for talks aimed at ending war in Ukraine. And International Conference of Jurists and Writers appeals to world leaders to peacefully resolve the ongoing dispute between Thailand and Cambodia. A Pakistani court today sentenced jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi to 17 years imprisonment each in the Toshakhana 2 corruption case. The case is about alleged fraud in state gifts, which the former first couple received from the Saudi government in 2021. Special Court Judge Shahrukh Arjumand announced the judgment in the case in Rawalpindi's high security Adiyala jail. Imran Khan and his wife were awarded 10 years rigorous imprisonment under Section 409 of the Pakistan Penal Code and 7 years under different sections of the Prevention of Corruption Act. The court also imposed a fine of 1 crore 64 lakh Pakistani rupees on each of them. The case was filed in July 2024 and was based on allegations that valuable items, including expensive watches as well as diamond and gold jewellery sets, were sold by the former couple without being deposited in the state gift repository, Toshakhana. Both convicts can file appeals in the High Court against their convictions. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint, reduce tensions, and refrain from violence as the country moves towards parliamentary elections scheduled for February. Condemning the killing of youth leader Sharif Osman bin Hadi, the UN chief urged Bangladeshi authorities to carry out a prompt, impartial investigation in line with international human rights standards. The Secretary-General's message was conveyed during a regular briefing at UN headquarters. Reports of arson and violence have emerged from several districts of the country following Hadi's death, which sparked nationwide protests. The government of Nepal has extended the tenure of the investigation commission led by Gauri Bahadur Karki on Gen Z protest by 1 month. The commission has shared its inability to complete key tasks, including the recording of statements and preparation of its report, within the stipulated time frame, after which the cabinet decided to extend the tenure. The commission's mandate was due to expire on December the 24th. After the September 8th-9th Gen Z protest, Nepal had month-long festivities along with the monsoon season, which further hampered the commission's work. Delayed response from Nepal police is also another factor. Taking these factors into account, the cabinet decided to grant an additional month to the commission. In the Philippines, 2 soldiers were killed while 3 others were injured after landmines allegedly planted by rebels exploded during military operations in Camarines Sur province on Luzon Island. According to the Philippine Army, the incident occurred yesterday in a mountainous village of Balatan municipality. Following the incident, the military said it has intensified pursuit operations against the New People's Army NPA rebels. The NPA has waged a decades-long insurgency since 1969, seeking to overthrow the government. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. U.S. negotiators are set to meet with Russian officials in Miami, Florida, for talks aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine today. The meeting follows discussions held yesterday with Ukrainian and European leaders focused on a peace plan to resolve the conflict that began in February 2022. Russian envoy Kirill Dmitriev will lead the delegation, joined by U.S. negotiators Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The talks are expected to address security guarantees for Kiev, though it remains uncertain whether Moscow will accept them. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said policy reforms, new labour codes, digital innovations and robust exports have helped India emerge as a reliable global partner. Addressing the World Hindu Economic Forum 2025 in Mumbai today, he said India's progress is not just a story of economic growth, but also of a transformation in values and mindset.
Under Prime Minister Modi's decisive leadership and with the effort that 1.4 billion Indians are putting in today, we will become the world's third largest economy in the next 2.5 years. By 2044, though, we will probably be a 25-30 trillion. By 2047, our Viksit Bharat goal is to be a $30 trillion plus economy. And we are well on path to achieve that.
In Bangkok, a global group of prominent judges, writers and intellectuals gathered today to adopt a formal resolution calling for immediate world peace amid rising regional tensions. The International Conference of Jurists and Writers for World Peace expressed deep concern over the loss of innocent lives and issued an appeal to world leaders, including U.S. President Donald Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The resolution urged these leaders to use their international influence to help mediate and peacefully resolve the ongoing dispute between Thailand and Cambodia. Earlier in the day, the delegates held a peaceful demonstration with placards promoting justice and non-violence, emphasizing that the protection of civilians and the preservation of regional stability must be the top priority for global diplomacy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the Ramayana and Mahabharata are not merely religious texts, but profound guides that offer valuable lessons for global politics and diplomacy.
Somebody asked me, who are the greatest diplomat? And at that time, my mind was on this, so I said Sri Krishna and Hanuman. Because one is the great diplomat of this story, Mahabharata. The other is a great diplomat of Rama. And if you look, I still tell people, think about what Hanuman did going to Sri Lanka. He was sent to actually get information. He was able to get information. He was actually able to go all the way, meet Ma Sita.
He was speaking at the Pune Book Festival organized by the National Book Trust, where he delivered a lecture on the theme From Diplomacy to Discourse. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India's foreign policy should move beyond Western frameworks and be rooted in the country's own civilizational and cultural ethos. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, announced a 15-man squad for the upcoming ICC T20 World Cup today. We have a report.
Surikumar Yadav will be leading the T20 World Cup squad. Shubhaman Gill has been removed from the vice captaincy and dropped from the squad amid fitness and form concerns. Akzar Patel has got back the deputy duties. Wicketkeeper batter Ishan Kishan returns to the side as a second wicketkeeper batter choice. Sanju Samson and Abhishek Sharma have been sealed as the opening pair for Team India, with Rinku Singh also making a comeback. Tilak Verma pays all-rounders Hardik Pandya, Shivam Dubey, spin all-rounders Akzar, Washington Sundar and Rinku Singh give a lot of firepower and depth to the Indian middle order. Kuldeep Yadav is the specialist spinner with Varun Chakravarti, while Jasprit Bumrah leads the pace bowling attack featuring Akshardeep Singh and Harshit Rana. Kiran Jha, World News.
In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Pakistan in the final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai tomorrow. The match will start at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lost to Chinese duo of Liang Wei Kang and Wang Chang in the semi-final of BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Pakistan court sentences former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi to 17 years imprisonment each in Toshakhana corruption case. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls upon all stakeholders in Bangladesh to exercise restraint and refrain from violence. US negotiators to meet Russian officials in Miami, Florida for talks aimed at ending war in Ukraine. And International Conference of Jurists and Writers appeals to world leaders to peacefully resolve the ongoing dispute between Thailand and Cambodia. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.